presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Or, yeah, like, let's go, Krug Ring. Oh, God. Something to stick. The Frozen right. song.
That's why they do it.
For a long time. Yeah, of course. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about with Ginger Bailey, whose information will be in the description box of the YouTube when this comes out as a YouTube. We're here to discuss fitness and nutrition and how important it is to create some sort of balance between your physical body and your spiritual body. So I know that, of course, Eric is going to have a lot to say, but this is your wheelhouse, Ginger, and you've helped
yes.
so many people in this area.
Thank you.
So I'll start with you. You have the mic.
Okay. Thank you. So first of all, Eric is saying hi, and I love you, Mom.
Oh, I love you too. You know, I've already told you many times. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's saying hi to everybody out there. So something that he wants to talk about first is this isn't, and this is from me too. This isn't just for people who want to lose weight. The service that I provide, okay, is for people that maybe want to just be like eat better for their
yeah.
health, or they have health issues. They want to, you know, find out maybe if there's something that they're doing or not doing that they need, you know, to change. What can help it? Because physical fitness and nutrition are the key, usually, most of the time, okay, unless there is contracts, there are things that we have to have happen to us in life, you know, with illness and stuff.
Yeah.
But usually, most of the time, they are the things that will help us feel better, you know, live longer, feel better.
Yeah.
And what's important about that, what Spirit Eric says, is he says that you need like a balance, like a homeostasis, you know, a balance within your physical for your spiritual to function at its full, you know, strength too.
True.
Because if the shell that's holding the soul is not 100%, you know, it's,
yeah.
you know, it's healthiest. It doesn't mean that you can't connect, or it doesn't mean that you're not connected to yourself. It's just always better. Your frequency's higher. You know, when you,
it's all about vibration, isn't it? Vibrational
right,
frequency.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And not only that, when you focus on your physical body, that also grounds you. Okay. That's a good way of grounding. Anytime it's something physical that you're focused on, you're going to be grounding yourself.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just for people that are trying to lose weight this today, what we're talking about, was what I was going to get to a minute ago, was it's not just that. It's also people may want to gain weight. People maybe want to gain muscle.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different things, you know. Now, when I do this service, I also go from a spiritual point of view, too. And I bring in, like, maybe what's needed from a spiritual point of view.
Yeah, very important, of course. Yeah.
Right. And we find out if maybe there is some contracts or something that are that you can, you know, work through, because yeah. it doesn't, just because it's a contract doesn't mean it's for life. Maybe there's some things that they need to focus on or pay attention to that they haven't, you know, that will help them better.
Like autoimmune disease. I was thinking all day today when I was working on somebody and their autoimmune problem, I was thinking, I wonder if that has to do with self-loathing, you know, like attacking yourself.
That, everything's a vibration. All illnesses are a vibration. They all have mm. their own vibration, mm. every one of them.
Yeah.
And I do know that autoimmune is a big one that mm. comes from, yeah, Eric is saying, yeah, from like self-loathing or mm. the victim mentality, but not everybody.
No,
not everybody.
No.
Some of it can be stress. That's a big one, he said.
Oh,
stress
yeah.
is a big one. A lot of stress in your life. And sometimes people will have a lot of scarring from, you know, this from childhood
yeah.
issues, problems growing up, you know, in the family.
Oh yeah.
And that can also do it. It's not like they're, it's like, you know what, people don't like bring these on knowingly.
No.
You know, it,
yeah.
it's like, it's just how it works. Yeah. And sometimes it's necessary too, you know, to go through for growth.
Yeah.
But something Eric talks about, and this is going to nutrition, because everything comes down to nutrition, okay? So fitness is great. Fitness is wonderful. Yeah. Working out.
Oh, I hate it.
I know.
And
I'm going to talk about that. I am
asking for a Christmas present. I don't know if I'm going to get it. One of those hydro rowers, because I think that's for old people, the least impact and all that stuff. So we'll see if I get it. Will I use it? Ugh, I hate it. I don't like hearing my own self pant.
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
Anyway.
You know what? You know what's interesting is that there's a lot of people out there that are listening to this now and some that will listen to it later that are going to agree that they have bought everything on the list. They're going to go down. But it doesn't work if you don't work it, right?
I know.
It doesn't work unless you use it. Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Nutrition and fitness is really very basic, okay? Yeah. It's very basic. And I'm going to give a few points today for people. Of course, there's a lot of information, so that's in the service that I provide. And I also give an outline in the service, and you also have a lifetime connection to me afterwards for fitness questions or nutrition questions, okay?
So you don't cover for future lifetimes? What's going on there? I'm kidding.
I'll keep
my day job.
Sessions, sometimes people will have questions that they forgot to ask or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
also
awesome.
These things that come up when they get their outline, you know, that I give them. It has a basic workout on it. It has a list of foods, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I just like to keep it open. I don't want them to just be lost, you know, after that. It's like, okay, you're off on your own now, you know. So something that Eric says is the reason why everybody that does have a problem sticking with the nutrition and fitness, okay, is because, first of all, habits form that we get, right? We get these habits formed, and he's saying that we eat the wrong things for pleasure, which, you know, that'll affect the pleasure centers of the brain, and then that becomes, like, I don't know, like habit, and you get used to that, and then you crave it, just like a drug.
Like
right?
an addiction,
Right. So eating for nutrition is something that you have to reprogram yourself for. And it's a lifetime change, you know, so it's not something you need to do overnight. It takes time.
Yeah, I probably have to rewire
anyway.
some neurons and some synapses and all that.
Exactly, because also your taste buds have to be retrained too.
Oh, wow, really?
You know, like so you could, like, say somebody who's used to eating, like, sugars and sweets a lot, okay, you go and eat some fruit, it's going to be more bitter. You know, if you don't and you start eating the fruit, you know, as you're sweet, I always suggest to people, if you have a sweet tooth, use fruit, because eventually you will get to taste the sweet of it after you stay away from the other sweets. But you have to reprogram your taste buds. Yeah. You have to reprogram your brain and your habits. And that is doable. But you got to do it at your own pace. You don't need to hurry. You don't need to rush.
That's why I quit. When I put too much, all of a sudden I'm on my treadmill and I'm at level 2, but all of a sudden I want to go on level 10, you know, and the elevate to, you know, and then I just get too much.
Right.
And,
and that's why I tell people, let them know you don't want to rush it. Take it at your slow pace. But the first most important thing is nutrition. Get your nutrition right. Okay. You're never going to be perfect at any of this. That's something that you need to keep in your mind, because we're humans having a human experience, and we're not perfect. And that's okay. If you get 80% of it right, okay, 80% of the time even, you're doing as good as 1% of the world. Okay?
Wow.
It's not, you know, it's not easy as a human to, you know, stay on track. But what's important is that you get back on track. That's what's important. You're not going to stay with it all the time, because that's just how we are.
Yeah.
You know, that's just who we are.
Right.
But what's important is creating new habits for yourself and learning things. Pay attention to labels, you know, pay attention to serving sizes. Mm-hmm. You know, the basics of nutrition, I can say right now, is if you were to stick with mostly vegetables, lean meats, fruits and vegetables, and lean meats, you would do very well.
And no processed foods.
Stay away from processed foods, because they're chemicals and they're made for you to be addicted to them. They put things in them that make you addicted to them.
Right.
Now, not to say that you can't have some cake or cookies or something when you're at a party or, you know, special occasions.
Right.
It's important to treat yourself a little bit. But just know that on the bigger part of it, when you're eating, that you're eating things that are nutritiously dense, okay? Nutritiously dense where you're going to get full. Another trick, kind of a trick, I don't like to really use the word trick because it's all natural kind of thing, but another thing that you can do too is you can eat things that are higher in like nutrition to where they fill you up, they have more fiber, they have more vitamins, things like that, lower calories. That's the key, okay? The key is low-calorie foods, highly right. densely nutritious foods will fill you up. So, for example, now nuts are okay. They're just very high in calories, okay?
Yeah.
So say you have a little handful, or we'll use peanut butter. Peanut butter, a tablespoon of peanut butter could be up to 200 calories.
Yeah.
You have a bowl of vegetables, it could be 30 calories. You know, it's going to fill you up more. So I'm just using that for an example.
Yeah.
Because that's the way you don't get hungry when you diet. Now,
yeah.
I want to talk about diets for a minute, okay? Every single diet out there that they create are mostly for money, to create money, to make money. You know, it's mostly what it's about.
Right.
The bottom line, thermodynamics has been proven over and over, calories in, calories out, bottom line. Any diet you do, even keto, is going to be calories in, calories out. And that's how you lose weight. You have to burn more than you're taking in of energy.
Right.
Okay. It's easy to keep track of. Counting calories is very tedious. I agree, but there are ways to do it, which I show people ways to do it. There are ways to do it to just pay attention and you'll learn, like you'll get your eyes. I call it scale eyes. If you weigh just for a short time, you get these scale eyes where I can look at a plate of food now and I can know about how much calories is on that plate, just because I program my eyes that way by weighing things. So you're getting a benefit out of it. And if you look at the benefits of things, you're more likely to do it. Now, another thing that's important, and Eric keeps on pushing me, he's like, tell him this, is motivation is not going to keep you there. It's not going to, you know, it may get you there, but it's not going to keep you there. It's self-discipline.
Yeah.
Self-discipline is what gets you there and keeps you there too. Yeah. The way you get that self-discipline, again, is building those habits, okay? Mm-hmm. You're building habits. You just do even little things. Just little things, just change. Like say somebody wants to, you know, lose a little bit of weight and they drink soda. Cut the soda out. You don't change anything else. Just cut the soda out. Something little, start with, you know.
But I hear that the diet drinks, the diet pops, like Diet Coke, is worse than just having a regular Coke with...
So what it does is it actually acts on the brain the same as regular sugar drinks, but it doesn't so much act on, it's the calories. Remember, it's calories.
Yeah.
Okay. Calories are what you pay attention to. It is in a way, but it's better than the calories. If you're going to have a soda, it's better to have the sugar-free than it is the other one. But yeah, it does kind of tell the brain the same thing. So with diabetics, it's kind of hard for them with that, right? They have to be careful with too much of that, and that's a processed food. But sometimes you got to pick the worst of two evils just to get to the place you want to be, right?
Right.
So when it comes down to the calories in, calories out, the next thing that's important is your metabolism, and that's your calories and how much you're eating. So if somebody's eating, say, 2,500 calories, you know, a day and they're maintaining their weight and they, you know, want to lose weight because they're overweight, right? And they're maintaining, then you only have to take a little bit away from that. Don't go on one of those. I always like to tell people this. Don't go on one of those apps that tell you to go down to 1200 calories
right away to lose
weight. You want to drop.
You'll be miserable.
Right. So you want to pay attention to what your calories are right now.
Right.
And then just take away about, if you take 250 calories away, you're going to lose half a pound a week. If you take 500 calories away, you're going to lose a pound and a half to, you know, half a pound to a pound a week. Sometimes a pound and a half. Now, why keto, I got to bring this up. Why keto works, okay, is because it gets rid of the glycogen stores. So that water that you store, and the second you cut those carbs out, because for every 1 gram of carb, you store 3 to 4 grams of water, okay? And that's even healthy carbs.
Right.
So that's why keto makes you lose so fast at the beginning, and then it kind of slows down because after that,
it's
just
water,
calories out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So having said that, I just want people to know that carbs are good for you, okay?
Yeah.
As long as they're healthy carbs, and most of your carbs should come from whole grains, really real whole grains, not something that says made from whole grains, okay?
Yeah.
You gotta have at least three. either 3 to 4, the way you know is it's 3 to 4 grams of fiber or more that's in that food.
Ooh.
So that's how you know it is going to be either a whole grain or fruits and vegetables. Okay. Most of your carbs come from fruits and vegetables or some whole grains. Oats are one of the best things for you if you don't have an allergy to them. Okay. Which I do that too in my sessions. We
look
through and see if there's certain things that someone may have like a sensitivity to.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say, because people think sometimes that carbs make them fat, but the only thing that makes somebody gain weight or lose weight is calories in, calories out, bottom line.
Right.
So the next thing that this goes to is building muscle, okay? So when you want to decide what kind of exercise is best, walking is number one, cardio, okay?
Right.
Walking. Not running, not having to kill yourself on the treadmill, just walking.
Right.
Very good for your heart, very good for your circulation, okay? And it's very low intense.
Right.
People that have, I also want to say that people that have like limitations, like maybe like, you know, for my mom, for instance, that she can't eat the one arm. I also have a basic workout that I have for people with limitations that, where they can use that, you know, or people that have a hard time doing squats or something like that.
Burpees are the devil.
You don't need burpees.
I quit my kickboxing because of the little warm-up you have to do, the burpees and all that. And no, I just want to punch the shit out of a bag. I don't want to warm up, but they wouldn't let me, so I said, bye.
Well, you know what? That's actually one of the best things you can do is pick things that you enjoy. If you enjoy boxing, do it. Any kind of activity that you can add to your regular workout. Now, I want to stress that building muscle is one of the best things you can do for yourself, okay? Building strength, okay? And why this is important is because it increases your metabolism. You can eat more calories.
Yeah, because the muscles, you know, just by existing, expend more calories than non-muscle, you know, parts of your
body. Right. They also can, this is something that's important for some people, they also can cure certain illnesses. Thyroid problems. It can balance your thyroid better with more muscle tissue and less body fat. It helps diabetes. People that are overweight that have diabetes too.
And osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis, it helps. What is the other? Arthritis. Thank you, Eric. Arthritis, it helps. There's so many things that this can help people with certain illnesses. Some digestive issues. Even work themselves out when you strength train. You wouldn't think so, but they do. It does help your digestion better. Something I do tell some people that have a hard time jumping right in to working out, after getting your nutrition straight, do stretches. Stretch your body. Range of motion and stretches. That is a workout too. And it also helps move circulation
and energy
through your joints.
And
burns energy. There's also another thing, too, when we talk about burning energy, ice water. Ice water is one of the best things you can do because your body has to burn calories to warm up its temperature. It's in its core temperature. So when you're drinking something ice cold, water is the best thing for you.
Yeah.
That's something you can do. And it also fills you up. If you drink a glass of ice water before each meal, you're going to eat less. That also helps. There's all kinds of little tricks like that, right? Also, the body will confuse dehydration for hunger, okay?
Ooh.
If you're dehydrated, your body will think it's hungry and make you have that hunger cue, that ghrelin will kick in, that hormone, that hunger hormone, ghrelin, right?
Well, I see a lot of people, they don't drink enough. I mean, like me, I don't get thirsty. And I think what happens is, you know, I've not rehydrated myself so much that my thirst mechanism is... And Annika, my daughter,
said, to get yourself in a routine.
Yeah, said that once she forced herself to drink water, her thirst mechanism came back. So.
Right. And it can really help your hunger cues, too.
Yeah. Unless wine counts, it doesn't, though. Damn it.
Well, any liquid that you drink that doesn't dehydrate you, but any liquid is better than no liquid, okay?
Yeah.
Like caffeinated drinks will dehydrate you, coffee, tea, things like that. Alcohol will dehydrate you. Yeah. But it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
Barely.
Right? And I remember when I was really, when I was young and I first started getting the stone issue happening, I remember my doctor going, drink a six pack of beer if you have to. Just drink liquid ginger, because I wasn't drinking enough liquid,
whoa,
you know? And he was like being funny. He was just like, drink whatever, you know, even though that does dehydrate you. Just making a,
yeah,
comment, you know, about just drink, get some liquids in you. But water is the best.
Yeah.
Water's the best.
It is.
And I want to say with the exercise, because everybody out there, probably not everybody, but a lot of people are like, ugh, exercise, right? This is something that maybe people don't realize. You don't need much, okay? It's really, you can actually lose weight without exercise. You,
yeah,
can, as long as your calories are less. You know, you're taking in less than you're putting out. But it does,
yeah,
help you be able to eat a little bit more to exercise. And,
yeah,
it helps a lot of issues with the body if you build muscle, if you get strength, okay? You want to build strength. And it prolongs life, too.
Yeah.
But you really only need, at the minimum, 2 days a week, all right? And you only need about 4 moves, all right? They're,
ooh,
compound moves. You need,
oh,
a push. You need a pull, okay? Whether it's up over your head or down,
right,
or forward. And a pull. You need a bend, like a deadlift, like a bend,
where, yeah,
you go like,
yeah,
that and pull back up, or a squat. Now, you can replace the squat and the deadlift bend with a lunge, with lunges.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, boy.
That's
I
it.
Feel the burn.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah.
And that only takes you about 30 minutes, 3 days a week, 2 days. I,
yeah,
always suggest at least 3 days a week, but 2 days a week for 30 minutes, lifting some weights. And always remember that you need to do heavy weights too. Like,
yeah.
And when I say heavy weights, you want to be able to feel the strain by the last couple reps at your last set. And,
yeah,
I usually suggest to start with only one set at a time, but work your way up to at least 3 or 4 sets. Right?
Wow.
Still
how many reps
you
per set?
I think it's there's a window of 6 to 12. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I put that on the workout.
Wow.
But it's whatever. So it's whatever you want to, you know, whatever you feel like you're getting,
yeah,
a workout at. Okay. But what's important isn't so much how many, really, when you're doing just basic workouts. Maybe if you're a bodybuilder and you're starting to, you know, shape your body,
yeah,
a certain way. But if you're just an average person, you know, working out, it's really about the straining the muscle enough, because where muscle grows is in recovery. It's not,
oh,
while you're working out.
Wow.
Yeah, as it recovers is when the strength in the muscle grows. So it's really not that much, you know. It's just kind of lowering,
well, you
your
can't
calories
do too
and
much.
Add some activity, and that's it.
I'm
you
sure
know, that's all it takes.
I'm sure it's possible to do too much where you start,
right,
breaking down muscle fibers, right?
Right. And, right. Well, breaking down the muscle fibers is what builds the muscles. So you do want to break them down a little bit,
oh,
but you don't want to overdo it,
yeah,
to where you're losing muscle. You,
right,
don't want to overdo it. And that's another reason you don't want to lose more than 2 pounds a week,
oh,
because you'll lose muscle tissue. Now,
yeah,
if you don't work out while losing weight, you will lose a little bit of muscle tissue. The body just does,
yeah,
that. So that's another reason it's important to lift weights while you're losing weight.
Right.
But you can actually, and I hate saying this, but I'm going to say this, you can actually lose weight on McDonald's, okay? You're just not going to be healthy, and you're not,
no,
going to be,
yeah,
you're not going to stay full. You
know,
nutritious foods are going to fill you up. They're going to make you feel good. You're going to connect with yourself more spiritually. Eric,
yeah,
is bringing this up right now. You connect more with yourself spiritually. You connect with others spiritually, like if you're trying to do that, if you're trying to open up and talk,
yeah,
to Eric or Spirit,
yeah,
it also helps that. It does. It helps it. So
they're like,
really,
you want to channel me? Put the Whataburger down, man.
Right.
I'm
right.
not going to talk to you until you get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because it is down to calories in, calories out is why, you know, I say that, but it's really not going to, you're not going to feel good, you know,
right.
You're not going to feel your best, and it's,
yeah,
going to be hard to stick to, you know,
yeah,
but it is about self-discipline, because motivation won't take you there alone, it won't keep you there, you know, but I will tell you that once you do this, within a couple weeks, within a week, you'll see a difference. Okay. You'll start seeing a change.
Yeah.
It only takes 12 weeks to recomp the body. 12 weeks. And that's,
wow,
even if you're a couple hundred pounds overweight, you're still going to be overweight, but you're going to see big differences within 12 weeks. That is
that's
such
beautiful.
A short time. That's a short time in your life. And that's something that keeps you motivated, is seeing those changes. But you will see changes within the first week of doing it.
Oh.
And if you follow it and stay with it as much as you can, you know, even if you get off track, it's okay. Just the big thing is get back on that horse. You know, don't beat yourself up.
Just in case people don't look at the YouTube description box because, you know, they forget. Tell us how we can get, how they can get in touch with you to get this sort of evaluation and help.
Okay, so on my website, all right, GingerBaileyPsychicMedium.com, and this is my, it'll say it, nutrition and fitness. It's a nutrition and fitness session. It's actually on sale right now through the holidays. I've taken all my prices down really low. It's a red tag sale I'm doing because, you know, it's, everything's expensive through the holidays. Yeah. You know, you're spending money and stuff. So it is on sale right now. And I also put it, I keep it on sale through the first of the year. So, you know, it stays on sale. But it won't be as low as it is right now. It'll be on sale, but not as low as it is right now. So it's the fitness and nutrition session that I have.
That's
awesome. And it will be labeled that. So also, you can ask any psychic medium questions you want during the session too. It doesn't have to be just fitness. We'll talk about the fitness. We'll go over all the stuff that I go over.
That's awesome.
But if you have questions and you want to connect with somebody or you want to ask a psychic question, you can do that too during the session.
That's so cool. And you're so good at
absolutely.
That. That's incredible. By the way, speaking of sales, you guys, Eric had me extend the Atlanta Scalar sale. And it's going to be on till midnight tonight, which means just 5.5 hours left if you guys want to jump on that because it's a big sale. Just consider it.
Nice. That's nice.
So, yeah, AtlantaScaler.com. Check it out. You can, anything is 15% off. Okay. Eric, do you want to add anything else to that before we take people's questions?
He's got a muscle. He's got his muscle shirt on. He's flexing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's funny. He goes, he said that building the physical body, you know, like to be strong and healthy, is actually a way to give balance to your physical and spiritual self, he's saying. Mind, body, how's it go? Mind, body, soul, you know, that balance that you need. He says this is a big part of it. A huge part of it.
Yeah.
And the more you focus on it, the more you ground yourself. And he says that staying in shape is easier than actually getting there, probably.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's not even that hard to get there, he says. So it's just, you know, it's just making changes in your life. And and the best thing to do to get yourself started, because that's the hardest part, taking that step to get started, is just doing one little thing.
I know.
Just change one little thing. And
what about rowing?
On it
What about rowing, Eric? Is that
the pull? That's the pull and push you got. You got the pull and push. That's your pull and push. So yes, rowing is excellent for your upper body. So when you work out, you want upper body, lower body, right?
Yeah, this is lower body too. Rowing.
If you're pushing with your feet,
on
a rowing machine.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So you're getting a full body workout. Also, I have to say, he's holding onto a bar and he's pulling himself up. So pull-ups and push-ups is actually all you need for the upper body, and then the squats and the bend or the lunges, that's your lower body too.
Cool.
So you don't actually need exercise equipment. You can use your own.
Well, I have to do, maybe I won't get it for Christmas, but if I do, it's like, you spend all this money on this, I better fucking use that. So anyway, I don't know. We'll see. But also meal kits like Tabalo and Blue Apron and all that stuff. What do you think about those, guys?
So
me and Papa do Tabalo.
Yeah, they're kind of expensive, and it's okay. The reason why I'm bringing the expense up is because the reason why they are is because it's like convenience. They're doing it for you. They're putting it together for you. So if you want to do something like this, as long as, thank you, Eric. Something I forgot to bring up. Okay. Protein, when you're eating your macros, make sure people know that protein is number one. So when you're talking about those foods, Lisa, he's saying as long as the protein is a good amount compared to the calorie amount, there's not a lot of sodium. You got to be real careful with foods because of sodium or, you know, look at the labels, look at like the ingredients, as long as you don't have a lot of that, you want your, macros to balance. You
Absolutely.
Want a lot more protein. Yeah. And it's usually, I like to say, a good rule of thumb, if you're not a bodybuilder, a good rule of thumb is 0.8 grams times, so 0.8 times your healthy body weight. So you look at your height and find out what you can Google it to see what your healthy weight is of your body, not what weight you are now if you're overweight, but your healthy body weight.
Right.
So if you're 150, or if your body weight is supposed to be at 150, let's just say
right.
that, that's about 120 grams of protein. That does sound like a lot,
yeah.
but it's not because if you're working
unless
out
you have kidney disease, you can't do that.
Well, actually, as long as you're not doing it from certain proteins, like powders and things like that.
Right.
You know, if you're not doing it. Now, people that are vegan, they do need supplements for protein because, unless they can get
liver
through
disease, yeah.
their, yeah.
Right.
But liver and kidney disease, you do have to be careful with it. But the body will process at least 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal. So I will give you that. If you eat like five, and I'm talking snacks too. So three meals, two snacks. And you keep it at about 30 grams, 20 to 30 grams of protein, you're doing pretty good, okay? So that's a good,
awesome.
Good rule of thumb there.
I like that. All right, you want to take calls, guys?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Got somebody right now from the, okay, I have to click on, 410 area code. 410 area code. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Elisa.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Laura. I'm in California, and I've actually talked to Ginger a bunch of times. So, hi, Ginger.
Hi. Oh, I didn't hear her name.
Yeah, you bleeped out. What's your name?
Oh, sorry. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay.
What's your name?
So, my name is Laurel.
Laurel. Okay.
Oh, hi, Laurel.
Yeah.
Hi, Laurel.
Hi, Ginger.
Hello, Laurel.
Yes, so Laurel from California.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is, hi. I know you've heard a lot about my story and all with the custody information, and I just wanted to know if I need a new lawyer or not, and if so, if there's anything identifiable that will help me find a new lawyer if I need one.
You know what? Eric is saying yes to this. He is saying yes to this. You can do research on them, research on the attorneys for a family, and I can't remember what the other part of it is called, but you know what I'm talking about. For the family attorneys, family in custody, those type of attorneys. You can do a Google search on them, Eric is saying, to find out, if they have good reviews. You can check their reviews.
Okay.
I feel like, he's saying a male attorney, so I don't know why. Maybe that will help you when you're starting to do your search.
What about Rocket Lawyer or LegalZoom or any of those kind of services? I've had some good luck with them. But I don't know for this kind of situation.
It's a custody battle. So it's
a family.
I don't know what those other ones do. Eric is just saying to look into the family.
Okay. Family law.
Yeah, family law and Google them to see, get some reviews about them. But I feel like there's a male energy around this.
Okay.
Okay. I have a male right now, and so I'm sure it's not the same one. Is there any, letters or initials or anything he can give me?
Or age? Race? Anything?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. Let me see if I can get. So he is older. This is an older person, I would say in his 50s. Okay? In his 50s. Can you litter, Eric?
Names
are
tough.
I got a T. Yeah, names are tough, but I got a T, and I also got a Z. So it could be, part of the last name or something. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
that's really helpful.
Yeah, that is helpful.
Thank you so much,
awesome.
You guys.
Visualize,
yes.
Laurel. Visualize.
Yeah,
so
visualize.
Helping you. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Hi, you're welcome.
Oh my gosh, she sounds
so,
sweet.
She is.
Oh, we got somebody from the 6300 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Hi.
As far as tonight's topic, what I want to say is what's helped me over the years is instead of saying, like, I need to lose weight, I agree to release the weight. Because the word loss.
Yeah.
Just is like,
yeah, Eric is saying also, he's saying that you can have like the mindset you're already there because it is a lifetime that you're doing this, that you're sticking with this. And he says you can have that mindset that you're already there where you want to be. You know, don't look at like what you have to do. Just look at already being there and do all the things you would do if you were already where, you know what I mean? Like if you were already there. And that helps too.
But the whole
not
lost, you know, lost has such a negative connotation. That's
really
great. Do you have any other questions?
My first name is Dion. Hi, Eric. Hi, Laurel.
Hello. Hey, Dion.
Hi.
I talked to Eric before, but it's been a little while. So I'm estranged from my family just because it was like a huge family feud and things like that. But, you know, I never hear about them or how any of them are doing. So I was just wondering if Eric could help me.
Help you get back with them or help you understand how they're doing now and whether they have any
help
regrets?
Help me understand how they're doing now.
Okay.
You know, now that I'm not part of the whole dynamic and I haven't been, I just wondered, like, what happened to them.
So I am getting there's some health issues for somebody. Is one of these your parents?
Both of my parents passed away 10 years ago, but I have three sisters and a brother.
This is a female. This is a female. Do you have an older sister?
I have two older sisters.
Yeah, she feels older. Your oldest, the oldest. I feel some health issues going on, but I will tell you in general around all of them, there are some more issues going on. Like there's a lot of like toxic dynamic going on. Even while you're not
surprised. Yeah,
still going on. But there's not much change, Eric says. Not much change to when you were around.
So is she better off with the estrangement then because of the toxicity, Eric?
He's saying yes to that. It's not easy, though. It's not easy when you're disconnected from your whole family. But I feel like what he's making me feel like is that in time, going to be a little bit, there's going to be a reconnection with one of them.
Interesting.
It's going to be a reconnection. Yeah.
You know, my eldest sister, Terry, when we were having such an awful time with our parents, she said something so wise. She said, you know, our parents are just the Greyhound bus that gets us here. Your real family is something you can actually choose. It doesn't have to be, you know, something you're born into. So there's that may be helpful. But thank you for calling.
Right.
Thank you.
You're so
welcome.
She's probably the best one of the family. We all know it. She's got her head screwed on tight. All right, we have somebody from the 310 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, this is Gail with a Y.
Gail?
Saying hi from Los Angeles. Hello. Wondering today if I can ask Eric, in my soul healing and spiritual work right now, I'm trying to zero in on some early childhood kind of generational trauma in hopes that maybe some of that will clear some abundance and creativity blocks. So wondering, he's always so good with information, but so whatever he pulls through is great.
So it's always good to try to clear those things up, but most of the time the blocks will be what you're thinking, like it's your thought pattern. It's the way you're thinking. So those don't have to block you. but since you believe they do, then they will.
Yeah.
But what really comes down to is changing your way of thinking and not seeing any blocks, that it's all there. It's already there. It's already yours. You just have to accept it and just know it's coming. And remember that the universe has its own timing, you know?
Yeah.
So if it doesn't come just around the corner, doesn't mean it's not coming. But it is still good to do that for your own mental health, the clearing,
uh-huh.
you know, childhood.
Okay.
Right? It's not blocking you. Your thoughts are blocking you.
Gotcha. Okay. Maybe specificity on which thoughts? Like, is it just my inability to think that I'm capable
that
I haven't found the right?
Because you can turn that around just by telling yourself and even do it like with the affirmations that you don't have any. You don't want to say don't because you don't want to use negatives, but
yeah.
You can just say, I'm open for
yes.
all abundance, you know, things like that. You say in a positive way and believe it, you know. Just believing that something's blocking you will block you.
And use all your senses to help create that into your own reality.
Right.
By the way, I had a very interesting email yesterday, Andy. I can't remember. This lady, I just did the main Atlantis Scalar service on the energy repair protection and enhancement. I hate saying that. I got to come up with a different name. But anyway, and she said that she went to pay her utility bill, electrical bill, was $346, and she clicked on it and zero balance.
Wow.
And so she said, well, I owe from the last month, so I better pay that. It was $1,700. Zero balance.
That's
none.
You know what I want to
totally
ask?
Erased.
Comment.
Totally erased yeah. the balance.
I
That's
want to
Eric.
I want to comment on that. Well, actually, this is Eric, okay? Because I always get a lot of questions sometimes about the energy repair. Okay?
Yeah.
So you can let me know if I'm off on this or not, Alisa. But
yeah.
what I usually get from Eric is when people email me and they say, I'm not really feeling it. What's going on? Do I have a block? What's mostly that I feel about this is the energy repair raises your vibration. It does bring abundance. It will do those things eventually. But the way that people sometimes are looking for such a big change all at once.
Right.
And what Eric says is that you can't have that all at once. It comes subtly, little bits, because our body wouldn't be able to contain that.
Well,
that
sometimes
energy.
It happens overnight. Sometimes, but not all the time. I mean...
For those though that are saying they're not sure if they feel something, he says it's because they're looking for something so much bigger because of what other people's stories were. But it doesn't mean it's not going to happen for you. It's just timing. The timing could be different, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, mine was like, you know, some things were right away and then other things came a long time later.
Yeah.
You know, so just know that it's a matter of timing.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you don't believe it, then you have to believe in it.
If you don't think you're worth it and all that stuff, it really can make it difficult. But look at Rob, Michelle's husband, Michelle Gray's husband. I mean, we did the microbiome and cancer, prostate cancer gone. I mean, it's crazy.
Well,
so
right.
sometimes it can be overnight, but not always. And it's,
mine,
yeah, part of it is
mine happened about a month later. Mine was about a month later when I went and got the x-ray and I had all these stones passing and the doctor was freaking out going, what did you have, a lithotripsy, you know, because it looked like they all busted up and they just all like started disintegrating. And that doesn't happen. You know, that as a doctor, that doesn't happen.
I mean, we had one lady who had atherosclerosis in her coronary arteries and they all disappeared and the doctors freaked out and all the myocardial scars from two previous heart attacks gone. So it can take time, but it works. It really does work.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I'll tell you another, did you zero out those balances or was it something else? Like just a form of abundance from,
he says it was a form of abundance. It was just from the actual, act of having that service done. That was part of it, yeah.
Because I know one time this one woman came to a Channeling Eric event that one of the mediums held at my house. Anyway, she went to Eric's grave before she went to the airport, talked to him, and then went to the airport, was standing in line, and she looked at her ticket and said, Eric, can you please change my ticket to first class? And anyway, so right before her eyes, she changed from like 34A to 2B, first class. I mean, do that for me, Eric. I mean, but so Eric is extremely powerful.
It's a
powerful.
Belief system, too, he says. It's people's belief systems, because if you ever hear that saying, the faith of a child, you know, and sometimes things happen, too, not just because of the belief system, but also because you need to see that, because they want to show you, you know, that it's possible, you know, and then you can be that person that tells the next person about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the next person, somebody from the 612 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. My name is Sharon. I'm from Minnesota.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I wanted to know what spirits are around me.
What spirits are around you?
Yes.
So I feel a guide. You actually have a couple guides. I also feel an angel. Are you going through some kind of healing right now with like some kind of physical issue?
It's a chronic condition.
I see a lot around this. Archangel Raphael is around you. He's around a lot of people that have this. He's also around a lot of healers, too, connected to healers. But he is around you and with you a lot. And you also have a couple guides with you. I see a couple female guides. Is your mother
passed? I'm sorry, what?
Your mother, has she passed?
Yes. Yes, she has.
I feel a mother, because I heard mother. Eric, yeah, he's confirmed that. I heard mother. So your mother's also around you. You do have other family members around you. You have a lot of people, you know, that passed, because when we leave the body, we change frequency. We don't leave. We don't go anywhere. We just change frequency.
Yeah.
So now it's not like having another human next to you all the time where they just sit and stare at you and watch everything you do. It's
Thank God.
That they are around you. They bring support and love and, you know, whatever you may need, or if you're calling on them, they'll be there, you know, for you. But I do feel a lot around you. I feel very strong with your guides, Raphael, and then I felt your mother.
Okay.
Nice.
I have another question about the same line. I have a spirit that I have seen and felt. It's a male spirit, and he's always in the doorway to my closet, leading from my bedroom into the walk-in closet. And why is he there?
It's residual. Eric was saying, before you even like finish saying that sentence, I heard residual. This is residual. It's connected to the land that you're in, the land that you're on, not the place, not the house. Attached to the land. It's not something nefarious. It's not something that's gonna be like dangerous. It's a residual. You can do a cleansing on your home and clear this. But a residual. Do you know what a residual energy is?
No, tell me.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, residual is something that, like, maybe somebody, I'm going to give you an example, somebody died from something very tragic or something like.
And a residual energy?
The energy stays behind, like a fingerprint on that space.
But not the actual, like, a ghost of spirit.
No.
Okay,
no,
got it.
No, Eric is saying it's just residual.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
Interesting, huh? Okay, let me see. I got to get somebody that's been holding for. All right, got somebody from the 858 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle from California.
Hey, Danielle. Hi.
Hi. I'm good. Well, now that I'm hearing Ginger say that it's okay to eat McDonald's, I was actually eating McDonald's while listening. I'll take that as, you know, a pass to eat McDonald's from now on. I don't have a question today. I'm just very Yeah, exactly. I don't have a question. I just wanted to say, hi, Ginger. It's nice to meet you. And I love all the information that's coming through. It's awesome.
That's good. Yeah,
and,
thank you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to say, to me, I'm so grateful for channeling Eric. And every time, like, I think about it, there's, like, this picture that pops up in my mind. Back in the day, there used to be, when you would watch a movie, before the movie would play, it would show, like, a picture of the world. And then it would, like, light up. Like, there would just be light just all around, like, the globe. I don't know if you remember that, but to me...
Yes.
Yeah. To me, that's exactly what you guys are doing, and I'm just so so grateful for that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
That really is such.
That's what it's about. It's for all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That really.
Yeah.
Helps.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm so thankful for you, Alisa. Like, you have no idea. I'm so grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But that's all I wanted to say, and I love y'all.
Thank you.
We love you, too.
Thank you. He's around you, too, by the way. I don't know if you've seen some pranks, but he's messing with your lights.
Okay, good to know.
Hey, well, also, if you guys want to be part of the documentary, then you can do like a 5-minute or less little video about how Eric has helped you change your life, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can go to wetransfer.com and send it to Paola. Paola.aqua, A-C-Q-U-A, Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, @gmail.com. So it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. My husband's cooking dinner, Tavala. All right, 404 area code. Hi there, how you doing? Oh, wait, I didn't do it. What's wrong? What's going on? There you
Hello?
Go. Hello, how are you doing?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi there. I'm sorry to take up a little bit of time, but I have a question for Eric. I wanted to see what the best thing is for a blood clot in your lungs. I just got out of the hospital, and that's what they diagnosed me with. And I would really love to speak to my husband, Terry Scruggs, if it's possible.
Well, we can't do medical questions. That's up to you and your doctor. If you want to ask something general about the blood clot, like are you going to have another one or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to find out, yeah.
Yeah.
So, about that, circulation is really important. Being sedentary is one of the main reasons for blood clots sometimes, and then sometimes it's also medication, depending on your situation. There could be medication that causes this to happen, too. But what I'm feeling is there just needs to be some more movement, and even if you are sedentary because you have a hard time moving or pain, there are ways that you can do movement just in your chair.
Right.
You know, moving the limbs. Limbs are very important.
Fit and be fit.
Moving.
Right.
Right. And that will help. That will help you with the future. I feel like this isn't your last blood clot, though. Okay. I do feel like they're treatable. All right. But like Elise says, we can't diagnose or anything.
Right.
Did he have something with his lungs and his heart?
Who?
Your husband. You
talking about?
Your
I can barely hear you.
Did your husband, Terry Scruggs, have heart problems or lung problems?
Not that I know of.
How did he die?
He got hit by a car.
Oh, well, he's still good with that, I guess.
I was getting very tight in my chest. So he's definitely around you. He's definitely around you. And it's he's is full of love. He's very happy that he can still be around you. It was funny because, you know, he's making a joke. When I said he was around you, he started being funny about it, and it was like he's dancing around in a circle around you.
Aww.
You can hear me. But it was cute. I was like, yep, and he's dancing in a circle around you. He's being funny. And then also he's talking about eating, and I don't know why. He's talking about he loves eating, and he still does a lot of it. I'm not sure why he's talking about that, but.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you for calling. I don't know if she can hear us that well. By the way, guys, we have the YouTube live tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central Time. I put all the information on social media, so check it out. Okay, let's see. You got 818 area code. 818 area code, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Mama Bear. This is Rochelle from Southern California. I just got a hold
of you. How are you doing?
I may have a place soon so I can change my address on the Scalar Energy.
Okay.
And I guess that's the most important thing to ask is, did I find the right place for me?
Ooh. Yeah, what do you think?
It's been months and months trying to find a place.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's why it took so long, because you needed to get to the right place. So, okay. Erica's saying yes. Yes, you did.
It is so small.
That's why a lot of people will have a hard time sometimes, but there's a reason. It's because maybe something they're supposed to be getting isn't available yet. So,
I totally understand that. Real quick, can I ask you now?
Good point.
Did I dream about a missing person last night?
Cool.
Erica's saying what you dreamed about was real. So whatever your dream was, it was really connected to somebody.
This is normal for me. Okay, I really appreciate that. I have chills.
You're welcome.
Okay, I will get a hold of you soon, Mama, and tell you what the address is as soon as possible.
All right, darling.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ginger.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye. She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I love my peeps. All right,
let's see. Me too.
Oh, they're so great. 801 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
So, 801, that must be me.
That is you. How can we help you? What's your name? What's your first
Pam.
Name? How can we help you?
Pam. Pam?
Okay. Pam. Hi,
this is scary. I've never done this before, but I listen to you guys all the time. Anyway, I need to ask Eric if I can get through this. I lost a baby and like 9.5 months pregnant, and it was my fault. It was my fault. It wasn't a normal stillborn.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to know if I don't know how the baby's doing or if he can forgive me or.
Do you know if it was a girl or a boy?
It was a boy. We buried him.
Boy.
Did you name him?
I was 9.5 months pregnant.
Why did they let it go on so long?
The doctor did.
Well, that's
and the medicine given wasn't the right medicine.
No, that's not your fault. That's the doctor's fault.
Saying to let go of that blame. Let go of that guilt. It's not your fault. This was something that was supposed to happen, and this soul's going to be back in your life, okay? This feels like grandchildren. The soul is going to come back into your life. This was a boy, right? I felt a boy energy around him. Did she say boy?
Yeah,
So he wants you to not. He's doing fine. He's doing great. He will be back in your life. Absolutely.
Oh. I can't hear everything.
I can't hear everything you're saying, but I already have grandkids. So, and I don't think I'm going to get any more. So,
well, it could be a great grandchild.
This child is coming back into your life, and he's not here yet. So, this is like a grandchild. It could be a great grandchild, but he is coming back into your life, is what Erica's saying. That's what I'm hearing.
But it's, my mom said my dad would take care of him because he was up there. I've never met my dad. He died before I was born. So,
you're definitely part of your soul family. They're absolutely, 100%.
And there's nothing to forgive. By the way, you will be, when this comes out on YouTube, and I have to go because we've got 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Watch.
Okay.
Better on when it's on YouTube. All right. I love you guys. Thank you. Check out Ginger in the description box below when it's on YouTube. And I love you all. Bye, Ginger. Bye.
Love
I love you, Eric.
Bye. Love you, Mom.